The sudden dismissal of Haines Volunteer Fire Department training officer Jen Walsh sparked quite a stir at Tuesday's borough assembly meeting. The reasons why she was let go are unclear. And now the borough is working on piecemeal coverage for emergency calls.
This has left the volunteers without our leader. Our EMS will suffer without our training officer.
That was Fire Department volunteer Megan Elliott. She was one of a half dozen people that spoke out against Walsh's firing. Suzanne V.A. Smith, also a volunteer, called the move short-sighted.
And a real shabby way to approach a potential problem by terminating a training officer without notice. The other paid person at the borough in emergency response is Kyle Fossman, who is wonderful, but he has no certification as of yet, so cannot respond during business hours without a certified EMT on board.
Walsh told KHNS in a prepared statement, quote, "Although no specifics were given for my termination, I was told it wasn't a good fit. As I continue to work with the union to resolve this issue, my employee status does not affect my membership in the Haines Volunteer Fire Department, and I look forward to continuing to serve our community," end quote. Borough Manager Brad Ryan emailed a statement on Friday that read, quote, "We have chosen not to extend Jen Walsh's employment as training officer beyond her probationary period with the Haines Borough. The probationary period is used to determine if continued employment is beneficial to both the employee and the borough, and we have chosen not to continue her employment at this time." Reached by phone on Thursday, Ryan said that emergency services in the borough are covered. Al Badgley was a training officer before Walsh and retired in July. He was a 35-year employee of the fire department and is now working 3 days a week, with volunteers rotating on the other 2 days. Ryan added that he wasn't surprised by the flood of support for Walsh at the meeting.
I think these decisions are always personal, and people have personal relationships and professional relationships, and they wanted to voice our concerns. I appreciate that.
Ryan said losing volunteers is always a concern, but he hopes the core group is solid enough to continue filling the need. Tracy Wyrek spoke at the meeting and said she was confused by the termination. Wyrek said she became a volunteer with the fire department because she was inspired by Walsh.
That is how Jen works. She makes things happen. She brought EMT training to the HVFD. She was working towards leading a Firefighter 1 course next fall. She's an excellent instructor. She is clear, efficient, and thorough. Jen has worked hard toward being the most qualified person for the job. She is a leader, a role model, and an inspiration.
While plenty of questions about the circumstances around the firing of Walsh arose at the meeting, personnel matters are confidential. Here's volunteer Elliot.
When our training officer first accepted this position, the former borough manager, Dave Sosa, said if it did not work out after the probation period, that she would receive her previous position back as EMT firefighter. Why was this no longer an option? How is prematurely terminating a dedicated, driven, and capable leader a part of our community beneficial for our fire department and borough?
Kyle Fossman was hired for the EMT firefighter job in September. According to the collective bargaining agreement between the borough and Local 71, the probationary period for union borough employees is 6 months, with the exception of peace officers, which is a year. The agreement states that, quote, continued employment will be contingent upon a satisfactory performance, end quote. It goes on to say that an unsatisfactory performance will result in either a one-time extension of the probationary period of up to 90 days or termination. It reads that at any time during the probationary period, an employee may be terminated from service at the discretion of the manager upon prior written notice and without right of hearing or appeal. Walsh had been with the fire department for several years, and she started as the training officer in August. Ryan said the job is not yet advertised, but it will be eventually. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.